from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You are listening to Season 2, Episode 18, Crawley with the Cubs in Mesa. Don't forget to listen, download, review, and subscribe to the Fly the W podcast. And now Crawley and I got a chance to talk to Caleb Killian live from Sloan Park.
Joining us now on the Fly the W podcast, we have Cubs pitcher Caleb Killian. Caleb, how you doing today?
Doing well.
Well, the reason...
So, Caleb, go ahead, Crawley. Come on.
No, I was going to say, Caleb, so far, how's your spring training experience been? What have you gotten taken out of this camp so far?
It's been awesome. This is actually my first big league spring training, so it's cool to be around all these guys and meeting new faces. I feel like I know everyone now, but it's been good.
Nice. Caleb, let's talk about you're working with new guys, your first Cubs spring training, first full camp. Tommy Hotovy is a guy that we know very well. Talk about Tommy Hotovy, who your skipper, David Ross, talks to him about as the best pitching coach in baseball. What's it like working with him?
Oh, it's been awesome. He's been great. It's easy guy to talk to. He does a good job at taking the analytics, the data and stuff, and making it easy to understand and helping me make mechanical changes. I've worked on a lot this offseason, and he just helped.
Tell our listeners what pitches you do feature and what you've been working on this spring.
I throw a four-seam, a sinker, cutter, changeup, curveball.
Nice. And have you been working on anything special? I know that sweeper slider's been the big talk of the camp. You got that going on yet or no?
It's a work in progress. That's top secret right now.
Okay. We're not breaking any news here, but question for you is that you were involved in a trade, obviously, when you talked about you and Alex Canario coming over and in the Chris Bryant trade. Like, do you ever think about that when that trade went down? What was it like to kind of go through that and kind of be like, oh my God, they're trading like an MVP for me?
I mean, it was crazy. It was a little overwhelming, but it was a good opportunity. Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect of it when it happened at the time, but I mean, a lot of good has come from it.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us about the catchers? Tucker Barnhart, Yan Gomes, two guys. Are you working with one more than the other? Do you get equal time with both? How does that break down?
I think I've had a new catcher every time. Gomes caught me one time last year. But like bullpens and stuff out here, it's kind of been switching up. Amaya has been catching me a few times, though.
Okay.
Question for now. I remember I was at your debut. I think it was the second half of a doubleheader against the Cardinals. What was that like for you to come? Was that your first time ever at Wrigley Field?
Yeah, first time. It was awesome.
And so you go into the clubhouse, and that is a clubhouse that is like no other clubhouse. What was it like for you when you came out of that bullpen gate and 40,000 were screaming for you, Cubs, Cardinals?
It was a sweet game to be at. Being at Wrigley for the first time ever, playing the Cardinals, you can't ask for anything better than that. But, yeah, I got there for a doubleheader. I had the second game. So the first game I got to just hang out in the dugout, in the clubhouse, and just kind of take it all in.
Speaking of taking it all in, what's it like out there? You got a bunch of crazy people out there like Crawley. It's got to be amazing to see the crowds that you guys are getting out there, bigger than most teams get at regular season games.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I think we broke like two records this year already, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the weekends get crazy packed. Even right now, there's good fans out there. Yeah, it's really cool. I've never been out for big league spring training, so it's cool to see packed stadium.
Now, how long have you been out in Mesa? I know some guys came down a little bit earlier. How long have you been there?
I got here like the first week of February.
First week of February.
Like February 6th or something like that, yeah.
And did you make CubsCon? I'm trying to remember. You were at CubsCon, correct?
Yeah, I was there.
So what was that like for you to see a fan base that rabid in the middle of January going nuts?
It got me excited for the season, that's for sure. It was a good welcome.
So now, speaking of this season, you guys are playing under a new set of rules. Everybody, and I'm sure you've answered this to other people, but we've got to know, you know, some of the good things about the rules, some of the bad things about the rules. Do you see yourself glancing over at the pitch clock? What take us through that and how Tommy Hadavy and how the catchers and how David Ross have kind of implemented that in camp and how you felt dealing with the new rules so far?
Yeah, I dealt with them a lot last year, being in AAA for a lot of the time. So I kind of got an idea of how it works. I do think you might need to clean it up a little bit. Like, there's been some times where the clock hasn't been quite at zero, but I guess the umpire got buzzed, so they get a ball. Or, like, you step on and step off real quick to reset it, and the umpire misses it. So it's kind of something we're going to have to work on. But something I'm used to, trying to make it an advantage on my part instead of the hitter's.
Is it an advantage? Do you think it's an advantage for the pitcher or the hitter?
It could be either. It is nice. Like, I was always taught when I was, like, growing up playing to step off, take a breath, slow the game down when things get tough. So it's a little different, but I'm trying to turn it into my advantage. So getting a good tempo going, making the batter step in there. It could go either way, really.
Now, we saw you play one spring training game, but it's been about a little bit over a week. Are you planning on getting any starts anytime in the near future, or at least getting into a game?
I mean, I kind of find out. I'll find out eventually. I'm pitching tomorrow. I got like 7th, 8th, 9th. So still going to have my starter routine, but going to come in later. Smiley's starting. And then, yeah, see where it goes from there. I don't really know yet.
Now, so speaking of tomorrow, you're playing the White Sox. Is there any extra? You said there's a lot more people. Camp's getting crowded. Do you feel it, or is it just another game, or do you try to separate that? Do you get up for the White Sox? Do you know that everybody out there, everybody back here in Chicago, the game's going to be on the score tomorrow, so radio's got it, marquee's got it, the place is going to be packed. Any heightened expectations or any extra juices when you're playing the White Sox?
I mean, it's just another game. I'm going to treat it just like any other game out there. Go do what I can do. But yeah, it's awesome having fans again. It gets the adrenaline pumping, gets you locked in, throwing harder. So it's always great to have good fans out there.
Now, Caleb, I mean, obviously fans were interested in you when you were traded over to the Cubs, but it kind of got kicked up a notch. You had an AFL, was it the championship game? Where you went six perfect innings. How did that change as far as kind of like, were people kind of reaching out to you? Did you know what was going on when you had that perfect game going?
When I was pitching it?
Yeah.
I mean, I realized I hadn't gotten out of the windup yet. So that was pretty nice. It's always, you got a tempo going, you got your rhythm. It's just like you step on, you're pitching. So you're not thinking about a whole lot, just hitting the mitt. And yeah, at the end of it, found out it was six perfect. It was pretty cool.
Absolutely. And so, as far as you're out here in Mesa and you're seeing what I'm seeing, are there any guys that you kind of sit there and watch and say to yourself, oh my God, some of these guys, we're talking about defenders, Dansby Swanson, PCA making some catches, Nico Horner at second. As a pitcher, how comfortable are you with this defense that the Cubs have?
Oh, I'm loving it. I think we're going to be great. I'm pumped for it already.
And so you're
now you talked out. About we talked about some of the new rules. We talked about some of the new rules, and you dealt with them in the minor leagues. Have guys come to you at all? Are you kind of the expert then, because you dealt with it so much at the minor league level?
The expert, I wouldn't say that, but it is something I did a lot of. Spent a lot of time doing it last year with the pickoffs, and I mean all the rule changes. I didn't think they would actually make it to the MLB, but. I've got a whole year of practice with it, so I kind of got an idea how it works.
All right, how about the communication? We have the communication now with you and the catcher, right? You guys can communicate over the headset. Now, some guys are experimenting where the pitchers are now calling their own games. Have you guys worked on that on the side? Is that something that you're interested in doing? Is that something that David Ross and Tommy Hadavy want you guys experimenting with?
I think you mentioned it this week. They brought it up. So I, those guys that want to do it, they'll start practicing with it. I have seen it on TV. It's pretty cool. It's like Scherzer struck out a guy in 28 seconds or something.
Right.
Like that. So, yeah, I mean, he knows exactly what he wants to throw. I think that's great. But even, yeah, if the catcher's doing it, it's just good. You guys got to be on the same page. Probably have a good game plan going into the game so that you don't have to shake five times or whatever, because you don't have enough time to do that.
Now, you know, obviously spring training, no one looks at the record. I mean, you know, but it has been a lot of fun out here. I know, what, we had 7-game win streak? And I don't know, Caleb, if you're aware, the Cubs have come back after you guys were down. They have now taken the lead in this game against the Reds. Does everybody kind of feel like a certain confidence or a certain swagger about this team?
I think so, yeah. Everyone's excited. We look really good. Cool. I didn't know we took the lead. I just came back in here a little bit ago, but we got a good team.
Patrick Wisdom home run, 2-run homer. Christopher Morel homer.
Oh, geez.
You guys are taking the lead. So it's been absolutely, okay, for Cub fans, we've had a blast watching you guys. And there's just a completely different vibe going on that we, you know, I think there's a lot of confidence that this year team, you know, may come surprise some people. We saw the 77 win projection. That seems low to me. I'm hitting the over.
Me too. Yeah. I mean, I came in late to a game the other day because I was doing some – I had a bullpen or like the sim game, so I didn't make it to the first inning. But I came in there and the energy was just – it was crazy. Everyone was pumped. Everyone was locked in. It was a good team to be a part of.
Caleb, last one for me. I'm curious. You had mentioned earlier in this interview talking about tomorrow you're going to come in the 7th, 8th, and 9th. You're going to be coming in as a bullpen guy, per se, but you're a starting pitcher. How much different is that? How much different is it going through your typical prep to go into the game fresh, meaning from the start of the game, versus coming in 7, 8, 9? Does it matter? Are you one of these guys that can just take the ball whenever David Ross or Tommy say, hey, Caleb, here's the ball, go get somebody out? Or do you have to go through a routine?
Yeah, I mean, I got to start a routine, of course, that I go through. And I'll be able to do that tomorrow because we have the backfields and everything. So I can just do that and walk over, which is fortunate. But yeah, anytime someone's a team of the ball, I'm going to go out there and compete my hardest.
Last question for me here really quick is that I know that from listening to Jameson Taillon's introductory press conference, he talked about wanting to help the young pitchers. Has anyone really kind of sat down and have you kind of been able to talk to some of the veterans and kind of pick their brains?
Yeah, I have. A lot of the guys, actually, they've been really helpful. Just talking to like Hendricks or Steele, I mean, they have good advice. They've done it for a while. So, I mean, just having conversations with those guys about certain things, certain pitch grips or just mental aspect. It's been really cool.
Well, Caleb, we appreciate you jumping on here and taking a few minutes with us. And here's the thing, man, is that I sit there and I see the players and how they interact with the fans here in Mesa. And you're one of the good guys out here. And we're wishing you nothing but the best this season. And again, when you come back up, I'll be back out there to see you throw.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Caleb.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.